Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Certainly sounds like we are on the ready and on the air. How about them apples? Two things for the price of one, Jay. How's that work, Jay Kirshner?
I knew you forgot about that.
Wait a minute. I did forget about that.
You were not even saying hello this morning.
No, I wasn't. But I'll say happy birthday to your father tomorrow night, and then we can have our chat and all of the accoutrements that go with having another birthday weekend, actually, for your family, my family. I'm going out to have my birthday celebration with Jasper, my newest grandson, and then after I do that, I'm chucking the family and going over to your family.
That's right.
We have some, what are we having the special? The usual potpourri of things that are on the sideboard there to eat?
We've got some chicken, we've got some broccoli, we've got mushroom lasagna, we've got angel hair pasta. It's going to be good.
So for those of you who don't know that voice, new listeners this week to the program will be happy to know this is seasoned broadcaster Jennifer Horn, who spent decades on the Good Day program. She's been on more, longer than she can count, it would seem. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and is here to fill in for Jay, who is, I didn't forget, I just forgot.
Forgot.
You know how that is? It just doesn't sometimes all the
we
pieces.
We function very early in the morning. The fact that you remember your name and to get up on time,
right.
Winning. It's all good.
Doug Steffen. Yeah, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn with some good news. Here's the continuation of the giveaway from Mackenzie Scott. Remember, she was married to Bezos. I got about $70 billion. No, it was $37 billion. She got a lot of money anyway.
Chump change.
Yeah. So, anyway, she has donated nearly $2 billion to 300 organizations this year alone. Latest gift is $48 million to the Chicago School Department. Part of the donations that are putting her in the big leagues as far as donors are concerned. And, of course, she's on everybody's invite list. Everybody wants her to come see our gala, come meet our people, and come bring your checkbook.
Yeah. Can you imagine? She goes, can I bring anything? Bottle of wine. They're like, bring your money, please.
No, bring some money. Yeah, right, exactly. She's number 58 on the Bloomberg Billionaires list. She has a net worth of $22 billion. She started, so she has kind of whittled it down, because I think she had $37 billion when she got divorced from him. Anyway, she can do, but think about it this way. Even if, in times now, even if you leave your money in a savings account, you're going to get 3.7%, which is a lot better than it was if you had money in a savings account. I looked at mine, I think it was a 0.9 or something. You know, every month you get 3 cents interest. So she stays, even if she gives it away, unless she doesn't have it invested in anything, it's going to continue to grow or at least stay close to what it was. So it's very cool. She has given away money to 343 organizations, Jennifer. A lot of people and a lot of communities. She's happy that the gifts that she's made to some of these funds, she gave into a pool of various diverse groups that give to bigger organizations and, sometimes to smaller organizations. The funds, she said, that had been picked, we look for teams that live experiences in the issues that they're addressing. So there are a lot of nonprofits that have gotten recipients, been recipients of the money. 1,200 different groups have been beneficiaries of her generosity, which is very, very cool.
Jeff Bezos is like, dude, if you don't want the money, I could take it back.
Yeah. Well, he's
been lots to go around those two.
He said this week that he was going to give his away as well. But the specious part of that is, as I sort of just pointed out, you can be giving it away. Unless you give it away in one lump sum, you're still going to keep most, if maybe not even more, because of hopefully somebody that's in charge of your investments the investments are going to grow and you'll continue. Yeah, exactly. So she donated to Girl Scouts of the USA, $84 million to them recently. Let's see here. And let's see here. I'm looking at some of the other things that she's done. Anyway, well, there's not a lot of specifics, but she certainly has the capacity to give away. She's been divorced since 2019 and has given away about $14 billion. Yay for her that she does it. And yay for those people who have gotten, who have been the recipients of all that largesse. Okay, so let's see what's going on here. I'm going to save most of my the stuff when it comes to politics that can be on the talk radio countdown, the review. The story from NASA this week, as you know, Jennifer, the Artemis went up, and now they have started a countdown to something that they've been following in our solar system, and that is to the creation of a new star. That James Webb Telescope, which has been on the job now for a number of months, unveiling a once-hidden begin, the generation, if you will, of a new star. So we'll be able to watch as a star is created. It's called Protostar L1527. That's catchy. Somebody will all remember that, right?
I've already forgotten it, actually. Yeah. What was it?
Protostar L1527.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, this is going to give scientists a glimpse into the history of our solar system. But what's going on now, we'll be able to see how all of this stuff came about, including the beginnings of our planet, back billions of years ago. So think about this. We have the youngsters who are in science classes, and hopefully this is something that's being taught, idea of how things begin, how things work. The new star looks like an hourglass, which is interesting. It's got hues of orange, red, blue. You can look on the NASA website and see what it looks like as the star begins to form. It's only 100,000 years old, this star.
Oh, all right, so you know there's a good joke in here. What was it like when it first started?
What? They're asking me? Oh, thanks, Jennifer. Very sweet. Yep. NASA says the clouds of dust and the gas are only visible in infrared light, which the Webb telescope specializes. They've engineered it so it can see that light. So there's, if you go to Twitter, there's a thread that shares the discovery from an account that's identified, telescope has identified this protostar. And the description is, it's illuminating cavities in the dust and the gas. So a lot of flash points you can see if you spend enough time looking at it. It's a cone of light. The blue areas are where the dust is thinnest. The orange represents the thickest layers, if you're actually on the website and you're looking at that. And so the this is I'm fascinated by it. I go on and on and on and on and on talking about it. But it's something that is a wonderful creation. Remember, the Webb telescope was launched last year on Christmas Day, and already those of us who love to look at this sort of thing have seen some pretty breathtaking photos of the unknown. It's the great unknown. And so they're looking for more and more. They know there's a lot of stuff out there that we haven't never seen, but you look at, there's a thing called the Tarantula Nebula. Am I getting too thick? I'm probably getting too thick into the weeds, right?
Yeah. I don't know. The Tarantula Nebula has got me. I was starting to glaze over
right,
a
okay.
little bit.
That's enough of that. All right, let's see. Speaking of old stuff, the latest episode this week from these people that are these climate cuckoos who are running around the world going to art museums and spreading paint, throwing food. The latest art attack is in Austria, where they tossed black liquid like tar on a painting. The 1915 painting Death and Life by Gustav Klimt is in the Leopold Museum in Vienna. Another person glued themselves to the painting's frame. So there have been two people involved in that. The Council of Museums said in a statement that the museum directors are deeply shaken by the actions taken by these climate activists. What the hell do they think they're going to accomplish?
I don't know.
Happens other than these people get thrown into jail and they get charged with destruction?
Destroyed.
Yeah. So what does that do? First of all, the climate, if you're, this is just another thing from people who are nuts, right? The climate thing is important. Sure it is. And are we all in agreement about how it's being dealt with? No, not at all. And it's because I always refer to it as sort of a religion. But when they do stuff like this, so far, there have been Vermeer paintings attacked, Picasso paintings attacked, Van Gogh paintings have been attacked, Monet's paintings have been attacked. So they say, the group said in a statement, many criticize our actions, duh, because we should leave museums in peace. Maybe they don't understand that the inconvenience we created is nothing compared to the climate migrants and to the deaths the climate crisis will cause. You know what? I'd like to have them stick that someplace.
Where?
Right? Wear it. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com. A couple of clicks away, they offer convenient options for you to get your parts very quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll bring it out to your car or your truck at curbside. You can have your parts delivered also if you spend more than $35. Get your orders quickly at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. You think they like it that I sing that? You think the people in the agency?
I hope so, because it's a very catchy jingle.
Ah, O'Reilly, O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, O'ReillyAuto.com. Check it out today, 18 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. The focus on social media, what's trending in the world of gossip, some of Dougie's dirt, as Jennifer might say. Focusing once again, number of times this week we've had information to pass along about Taylor Swift, most of it having to do with the ticket sale mess that's been created by Ticketmaster. So we'll have the latest update on that right after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Alright,
Jennifer, you followed this Ticketmaster fiasco this week for Taylor Swift, right?
Sure. How could you not? The story was everywhere. She, like, broke the internet.
Yeah, right. So they refer to it at Ticketmaster as exceedingly high demand.
I would think so.
Okay. And so this is their excuse. Due to extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems and insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand, the public tomorrow's public on sale for Taylor Swift has been canceled. That's what they tweeted yesterday. So that's the second time they've been in and out. The tickets went up for sale on the 15th, which was like Tuesday, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen so many people, so many influencers on social media talking about this. getting in line, complaining about the fact that they can't get in. It was huge. And all I can do is see Taylor Swift with that surprised look on her face like she'd always have every time she won an award, going, I can't believe I broke the internet. Yeah. You know that face I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know that face. So it brings you back around to talking about one company that controls all the tickets to pretty much every event,
and all the
sports
fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're a bunch of, well, I can't really say it and feel comfortable about saying what I'm thinking on the air. But here's what is the questions from fans on social media. Here's one of them. So what happens to the tickets that were held aside for the general sale? Are they just going to give them to scalpers? Some people, I think yesterday we were talking about the tickets that were sold. There was a nosebleed ticket that somebody bought for $70 or something. They sold it for $33,000 or some stupid
They
thing.
Were really trying to limit. I had a friend who was trying to buy extra tickets to sell for like $2,000 because that's what it would have gone for. But they were really trying to limit the amount that people could buy because that's exactly what would happen.
Have you ever... I bought tickets once for a Van Morrison concert that was on the campus of University of California. I remember a number of years ago, it's about a 7,000-seat auditorium, and I went in and I was told, this looked like, I was sent an official ticket, and because somebody already had come in with that ticket, they wouldn't let me in.
Oh, so
I had the legitimate ticket, somebody else had an illegitimate ticket, and they let them in because they got there first and they didn't let me in.
Wow.
I was really BS'd,
as
you can imagine, yeah.
And to keep from Van Morrison, how dare they?
That's right. So that's the Taylor Swift update, anyway, for those of you who want tickets. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in a human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States this weekend as lake effect snow piles up in western New York. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence, they say, on the Biden laptop was ignored under Democrat rule will see the light of day. Sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine are having an impact. Russia's economy shrank 4% year-to-year in the third quarter of 2022. That officially puts the Russian economy in a recession as it comes on top of a 4.1% decline in their gross domestic product. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thanksgiving next Thursday. Jennifer, are you going to join us on the air?
No,
Jay and I will be.
I will not
honey.
Be here. But
you won't.
I will be giving thanks for you from afar. Yes.
I see that the mayoral race has been decided in Los Angeles. The city of Anaheim should say that.
I just
but you were supportive of Rick Caruso. I know that. And he lost by the
I didn't
hair.
Like both of the candidates.
You didn't like either
Democrats.
One of them.
I'm not a Democrat, so I can't say that I like loved everything about it. But I think L.A. needs to shake it up a little bit. We're failing, and I don't think more of the same is the answer. So Rick Caruso was a builder, and he was something different, and he was not part of the proverbial swamp. So I was supportive of him in that respect, that at least it would just be something different. But, you know, until this mail-in thing, he won on election night, as so many people do. And then they start counting and counting and counting and counting. And there's so much to be said about on with these voting laws. If you have a ballot.
Disasters,
that just,
what you say about it?
Yeah, because everybody, you know, first of all, you've got the flabby voter rolls. So you've got dead people that have moved. just all sorts of things that are never cleaned off of the voter rolls. Then they send ballots to everybody on those voter rolls. And then those ballots can be accepted all the way through Election Day without a postmark. You don't even have to send them through the post office. And you can go through some other, like, delivery system. And as long as the voter, that means you or me, signs the date of the election on there, they can take ballots for 7 days after the election. Lovely. So until we fix that, there's just no way. That means they can keep counting votes. They can keep delivering votes until whoever
the winner
wins.
Until they find the winner that they want.
Correct. And it's just, I don't care. And truly, this is not reflective of being a sore loser or, you know, going, oh, gosh, I wish this person had won. If we don't fix this, we lose our republic. This is the kind of stuff that they do in third world countries to get their leaders reelected. So whether the Democrat comes out or the Republican or whoever comes out.
Just short of whoever's got the biggest gun. That's the way it works. And in this country, it's the biggest gun is advertising and the money that they raise and spend.
Russo spent $100 million to become mayor of
his own
Los
money.
Angeles, of his own money.
Yeah.
And still, you've got the
imagine
union.
What good he could have done with all that dough. What could he have done to help people instead of trying to help
you
himself?
You know what I would love to see? And again, I'll never see it because politicians are egomaniac idiots. But what I'd love to see is Karen Bass look at Rick Caruso, who had a really good plan for homelessness, and she doesn't. She said in front of a microphone that she can't fix the problem in her first 4 years. I would.
So vote for me again in 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd give Caruso a job. She doesn't even have to reach across the aisle. The guy's a Democrat. He got a lot of votes in the city of Los Angeles. Why not say, Rick Caruso, you're going to be my homeless housing czar? And let him do something and see.
He's a builder. He's a developer. He can probably come up with some land and build some stuff that will help out to a point.
It would be. Yeah. I think it would look really good for her if she did it, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah. So here's the story about a guy who is a he was a candidate for office in South Dakota. I wondered whether I wanted to tell this story or not, and I'm going to tell a little bit of it. He was up for a job in the House of Representatives in South Dakota. He was arrested yesterday after being charged with sexual assault. This fellow is named Bud Marty May. He was brought to jail the other day on a charge of second-degree rape. Conviction carries 50 years in the slammer. Now, that's part of the interesting part of the story. He went after this woman in a bar. He'd gone to the bar because he'd lost an election, and he was upset. And so he then got drunk, and he did all, you know, the stuff that more and more is becoming a part of our, seems to be our experience here. So he ran for state rep against his mother. State rep.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What do you think of the conversation around that Thanksgiving dinner is? His mother is state rep Liz Marty May. There was a four-way race for two seats in this district. The younger May drew 22% of the vote. That put him in fourth place. His mother and another contestant won re-election. She's a Republican. The other guy was a Democrat. But can you imagine? Thinking, what's the anatomy of that story all about?
Wow.
Getting down to brass tacks. Oy. All right, let's get some good news. 10-year-old boy, followed home from school by a stranger, saved himself from a potential kidnapping by taking his father's advice. This is why you teach your children. Sadly enough, this is too much of a reality. Sammy Green lives in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, where you can hear this program every day. Usually walks home from school. It's about six blocks. He goes home with a friend. Sometimes their father walks with them. While he was stopping at a storefront, Sammy noticed there was a woman behind him. And then the woman came up to him and asked for his name and where he was going. His father, who is a minister as it turned out, the woman told him, I probably know your dad, and asked, where's your family?
Uh-oh.
Then Sammy as the woman kept offering to take him to a store to buy him something to eat, anything he wished, she said. Well, I'll take you over to the store across the street and get you. What do you want? Sammy was scared. His dad prepared him for this scenario. And he, the father said in an interview afterwards, I've told Sammy to ask an adult for help and be loud and scream about it when you do. When the woman wouldn't leave him alone, he pivoted right into a gift shop that was he would stop to look at and called out for the person that runs the store. And he'd gotten friendly with the staff, so they knew who he was. There was a new employee in there who was working. And if you look at the security footage that's been posted on Facebook, his son walks behind the counter and whispers to this young woman who has just recently been hired in the store. He said to her, act like you're my mom. This lady is following me. Wow. And so she did act like his mother. They hung in the doorway. It was kind of a confrontation. Looks like it anyway in the video. So she looked, turned around, walked through the door and closed it. The woman walked away and that was the end of that. But it's interesting when you see these sorts of things. But again, this is kind of when you look at the video on Facebook and you realize how obvious this woman was. Apparently she was homeless. I guess that seems to be the story.
Well, I think I told you. Yeah. So, you know, the lady, and for people who have followed you before, Doug, I had a lady who tried to live on my patio, a homeless woman. I had to shoo her off, and then she came back. And when the LAPD arrested her, she had 150 arrests on her in her background, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I learned about her, this particular woman, is that she went to the local elementary school and tried to insist that one of the kids was her kid and tried to take the kid out of school. Ooh. So this stuff, I think, happens probably more than we even realize.
So here's another reason to not like Saudi Arabia. Apparently, Joe Biden, when he was traveling around the world this past week, somehow had a conversation with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and announced that our administration, I'm talking about Biden, Biden's administration has determined that the Crown Prince has immunity from a lawsuit over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Surprising, huh? I never would have thought
what
that.
What is it with every president? Again, not political, because everybody goes in vowing they're going to be tough on Saudis.
Right.
And guess what happens? Nothing.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, yep. Right. Now the North Korean ICBM shot up. This guy.
And this has reached the United States, so that's exciting.
Very exciting. Speaking of what's exciting, we were doing the Taylor Swift thing, talking about how the tickets went up in smoke, kind of. It was handled badly, as usual, by Ticketmaster. There was some research done, and, you know, even though she crashed Ticketmaster, she crashed Spotify when the latest album came out. She sells millions of albums. And so the bottom line here, as I think it through, is that if it weren't for radio, she would be nowhere. And she admits that. You know, we all talk about streaming and this stuff and how things, you know, and some of the people that run, that are involved in the lives and the careers of these artists want radio stations to start paying a royalty fee for playing their music. Taylor Swift says, "Now, nah, I'm happy that they do." And you think about how, I don't know if it's greed. I guess it is, right? You talk about biting the expression? Looking the gift horse in the mouth. If it wasn't for radio, most of these people would be no place.
Well, you don't get discovered. You need radio to play so that people discover you. And I think so many times it's so short-sighted to say, oh, no, we need to charge everybody for everything, for our intellectual property. Well, maybe people will continue to find Taylor Swift, but nobody's going to find the new guy if they do that.
Right. All right, speaking of things from the past, prehistoric human footprints have been unearthed this week in Spain. Guess how old they are. Want to take a guess? Three? You're not fun. You're asking me that. Answer my own question.
4 gazillion years old.
300,000 years ago,
I was close.
Children were playing on the shore of a lagoon in Spain. Their parents apparently, how the hell do they know this? The parents are hunting nearby. The footprints, when they first were discovered, were thought to be 100,000 years old, but they did the carbon dating on them, and now they figured out that they are 295,840 years old. How the hell did they know that? This is before the Neanderthals and the Cro-Magnons, before the ice age that happened. There have been a number of ice ages since then, but they found 87 footprints, some smaller than others. Obviously, they were left by small children, some by teenagers, some by adults, were found on the beach at this holiday resort in Spain. Imagine that, huh? Something
pretty
that
cool,
is...
though. It puts in perspective just how important our tragedies are. You know, everything we think in life, that's just the end. I think how life just continues marching on.
Yep, it sure does. Well, when you think, though, if life has been... I think I've said this before in the air. The fact that we as human beings have existed on the planet for just a few 100,000 years, when you consider the age of the planet, then you consider the planet shows no signs really of aging. It's impacted by the things that are going on, like climate and stuff, but we'll be gone, long gone, and the planet will continue on. You ever think about that? What's going to happen after we're gone? Because we'll be gone. There's no
question.
Yeah, isn't that amazing when you think it through like that? All right, so that is something to think about. Lots to think about here as usual on Good Day. It's 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 after the hour on November 18th. It's Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This portion of each, every day we have time set aside for farm, food, and family news and conversation. You'll be happy to know today is National Apple Cider Day, celebrated on the 18th of November every year. The rich, the fruity, wonderful beverage. Some of the apple ciders that are around. I guess apple juice is pasteurized. Apple cider is not. I love drinking apple cider. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. So I have a glass of apple cider every day, and I have an apple every day. You should probably try to do the same thing. Very good for your body. Great for your system. Have you ever watched apple cider being made? Where they take the apples and squeeze them and go back actually in history about 3,000 years when the Celts in Britain made apple juice using crab apples. They would stomp on them. Sounds like an episode of I Love Lucy, doesn't it? It's not like the cider we know today. It was bitter because they used crab apples. Crab apples are bitter. But at any rate, there has been a lot of advancing. Apparently, back in 1066, the Norman invasion in England, acidic cider apples and advanced apple pressing technologies were developed. So the juice extraction process was easier. But it's very interesting, first of all, to note that it was something that was kind of started in England and how the demand increased. So farmers were starting to set up orchards, and the commercial cider producers started back in the 19th century. And then, you know, from there, it's been quite an interesting, when you look at the history of apple cider, who has done that, who have thunk it before. But cider is a drink that's very popular, especially this time of year. Another drink that is popular is Coca-Cola. I'm going to tell you about today's recall right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. All right, so Coca-Cola issuing a recall on a number of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar multi-packs. These have a Christmas cardboard outside wrapper, if you will. They've been boxed and may contain Coca-Cola's original taste. The Food Standard Agency issued a risk statement regarding the recall, a potential risk to consumers who need to manage their sugar intake. That would be why they have the recall, because if you're drinking zero sugar, or you think you are, and you drink a lot of it, and you have a problem with sugar, you're diabetic, etc., not good. So this is for Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. If you have any of those multi-packs, bring them back. There is a phone line you can call, but why waste your time? Bring it back to the store and get either a replacement product that you know is right, or get just get your money back, period, end of story. Here's something for those of you who are Starbucks lovers. I don't happen to be counted in that, but I know a lot of you do like Starbucks. Apparently, yesterday, a lot of Starbucks workers went on strike. It was Red Cup Day. They're trying to unionize in New York State, so hundreds of the employees there went on strike. This is the start of the busy Thanksgiving season for them with all their different types of coffees and stuff. So apparently, though, there have been a number of attempts to unionize at stores all around the country, and so Starbucks people have refused to go to the bargaining table. So a lot of the employees, especially in New York State, have decided they're going to do what they call the... there's been a mass email that was sent out to news media and union members with a lot of info on the strike. But how is this going to affect you? I guess if you are going into a union, into a Starbucks, and there's nobody there, it's going to take you a while to get your coffee. That's the bottom line. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.